25th of March 2007. From the Universal House of Justice to the Baha'is of the World. Dear Baha'i friends, one of the signs of the breakdown of society in all parts of the world is the erosion of trust and collaboration between the individual and the institutions of governance. In many nations, the electoral process has become discredited because of endemic corruption. Contributing to the widening distrust of so vital a process are the influence on the outcome from vested interests having access to lavish funds, the restrictions on freedom of choice inherent in the party system, and the distortion in public perception of the candidates by the bias expressed in the media. Apathy, alienation, and disillusionment are a consequence too, as is a growing sense of despair of the unlikelihood that the most capable citizens will emerge to deal with the manifold problems of a defective social order. Evident everywhere is a yearning for institutions which will dispense justice, dispel oppression, and foster an enduring unity between the disparate elements of society. The world order of Baha'u'llah is the divinely ordained system for which nations and peoples so desperately search. Held by the Bab in the Persian Bayan, its foundational features prescribed by Baha'u'llah himself, this order is without precedent in human history for its standard of justice and its commitment to the practical realization of the oneness of mankind, as well as for its capacity to promote change in the advancement of world civilization. It provides the means by which the divine will illumines the path of human progress and guides the eventual establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. Throughout the entire planet, the devoted followers of Baha'u'llah are laboring to develop further the Baha'i administrative order described by the Guardian, not only as the nucleus but the very pattern of the new world order, thus setting the foundation for a world civilization destined to yield its dazzling splendor in the centuries to come. They do so notwithstanding the conditions of turmoil and disorder alluded to by Baha'u'llah in affirming that the world's equilibrium hath been upset through the vibrating influence of this most great, this new world order. Mankind's ordered life hath been revolutionized through the agency of this unique, this wondrous system, the like of which mortal eyes have never witnessed. With the concerted worldwide endeavor to advance the process of entry by troops gathering momentum through implementation of the provisions of the five-year plan, it is now opportune that the believers everywhere give greater attention to strengthening the process by which assemblies, national and local, are elected. The manner of participation by all adult members of the community in these elections is a distinguishing feature of the system of Baha'u'llah, for it is a bounden duty that confers a high privilege upon every Baha'i to select, as a responsible citizen of the new world being brought into existence, the composition of the institutions having authority over the functioning of the Baha'i community. In this regard, indifference and neglect on the part of any believer are alien to the spirit of the cause. The friends must strive ceaselessly to avoid being contaminated with these destructive attitudes, which have inflicted such damage on the integrity and authority of the institutions of a declining world order. In describing Baha'i elections, Shoghi Effendi, through a letter written on his behalf, conveyed that Baha'i electoral procedures and methods have indeed, for one of their essential purposes, the development in every believer of the spirit of responsibility. By emphasizing the necessity of maintaining his full freedom in the elections, they make it incumbent upon him to become an active and well-informed member of the Baha'i community in which he lives. The manner in which the elector exercises the right and privilege to cast his vote is therefore of great significance. Shoghi Effendi's instruction in this passage further explains that, to be able to make a wise choice at the election time, it is necessary for him to be in close and continued contact with all local activities, be they teaching, administrative, or otherwise, and to fully and wholeheartedly participate in the affairs of the local as well as national committees and assemblies in his country. It is only in this way that a believer can develop a true social consciousness and acquire a true sense of responsibility in matters affecting the interests of the cause. Baha'i community life thus makes it a duty for every loyal and faithful believer to become an intelligent, well-informed, and responsible elector, and also gives him the opportunity of raising himself to such a station. While there should be no mention of personalities in connection with Baha'i elections, it is quite appropriate for the believers to discuss the requirements and qualifications for membership in the institution to be elected. Shoghi Effendi offers clear guidance on this point. I feel that reference to personalities before the election would give rise to misunderstanding and differences. What the friends should do is to get thoroughly acquainted with one another, to exchange views, to mix freely and discuss among themselves the requirements and qualifications for such a membership without reference or application, however indirect, to particular individuals. Among the necessary qualities specified by the guardian are those of unquestioned loyalty, of selfless devotion, of a well-trained mind, of recognized ability and mature experience. With a heightened awareness of the functions to be performed by the elected body, the believer can properly assess those for whom a vote should be cast. From among the pool of those whom the elector believes to be qualified to serve, selection should be made with due consideration given to such other factors as age distribution, diversity, and gender. The elector should make his choice after careful thought over an extended period before the actual election. When called upon to vote in a Baha'i election, believers should be aware that they are carrying out a sacred task unique to this dispensation. They should approach this duty in a prayerful attitude, seeking divine guidance and confirmation. As Shoghi Effendi has advised, they must turn completely to God and with a purity of motive, a freedom of spirit, and a sanctity of heart, participate in the elections. Through their wholehearted embrace of the Baha'i electoral process, the believers will witness day by day a greater contrast between the emerging institutions of the Baha'i administrative order and the decaying social order around them. In this increasing distinction will be seen the promise of the glory of the world order of Baha'u'llah, the system destined to fulfill the highest expectations of humanity. Signed, the Universal House of Justice.